Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.
Amen, 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 and hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, all praises, man. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to get one more day closer to that holy Sabbath that we so look for and so patiently wait for. And that's the tenor of this conversation tonight, the Sabbath day. What is it? When will it begin? Because some of us, we think that it began on Sunday. I grew up thinking it was Sunday, you know. Then I got conscious, and I found out that it was actually the seventh day of the week. And I started keeping it at sundown, Friday night, after reviewing the calendar for what it is. You know, Sunday, the first day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Saturday happened to be the seventh day of the week. Beginning sundown, Friday night, I had to relook at things. But then also, we got some of us that keep the Sabbath day Saturday morning, you know. So we kind of want to cover some of those days, because we don't want to get off into dogmas, man, you know. We don't want to get off into doctrine, you know. The only doctrine that we're going to keep with and continue with is that which we read with the Word of God. That's that thing. So, with that being said, we're going to open up in prayer, then we're going to get started in this precept. Amen. So, brothers, if you can uncover your heads, we can stand face Jerusalem. And sisters, if you can cover your head, and we can stand face Jerusalem as we approach the Father. In Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. With the light and blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and not to see. and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, that they may too receive a mind to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, once again, the title of this precept is, what is the Sabbath and when do the Sabbath begin? Well, we're going to deal with when it began and then what it means to us. You know, because a lot of us just doing it because it's in the law and we're going through motions, you know, and not really having understanding that the Sabbath is actually prophecy. You see, that's another thing. A lot of us looking at it as the law, but the Sabbath is also prophecy, all of them. Every last Sabbath that we keep is prophetic. And so we're gonna get into that part of it, the prophetic part of the Sabbath, and when it began. So let's get started with this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 1. And it says this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So now time is spoken into the creation. We see the premise of a day. Right here, verse 5. God called the light day, darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's the law. We can't change that. That's etched in stone. That was written before there was a day. See, because this is the first day. So by this law existing, that means this law had to exist before there was a first day. So there's nothing we could do with that. It is what it is. Although under the Gregorian calendar in the world that we live in this day, we look at a change of a day at 12 o'clock midnight. You know, that's a new day for us in the middle of the night. You know, that makes sense. Kind of like a new year in the middle of winter. You know, that makes sense. Right. But once again, when you see he said in the evening and the morning, you see a transition. You see one change of an element to another. You see the day changing into the evening. So this is what constitutes a day, according to the law. Once again, Genesis 1 and 5. And God called the day light, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So let's see, was the law changed on the second day? Verse 8, Genesis 1 and 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Same law. So when he set the law on the first day, well, of course, he said he's God, so he changed not. So here it is, verse 13. In the evening and the morning were the third day. Same law for one, same law for two. Now we're on the third day, verse 17. Oh, forgive me, verse 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day, same law. Evening and the morning, same one day we got from the first day. We see here is now on the fourth day, 23. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Same conversation, same law for every day of the week. And I'm really going through this part for my brothers that actually keep the Sabbath. But they say that the Sabbath start in the morning. So the reason why I'm going this route is to solidify the fact that, no, it don't begin in the morning. And the other thing is that Well, we got to be careful because we're teaching people to pollute the Sabbath day. And we got to show that the law of God, he changed not. Got to be careful. Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Same conversation, same law. So we get here in Genesis chapter 2, and all of a sudden we get smarter than what the law said. And because he didn't say an evening and a morning were the seventh day, we naturally just go, some of us, not all of us, some of us said that the Sabbath day started in the daytime. Well, let's look at this. Thus the heavens and the earth, Genesis 2 and 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work God created and made. So right here, we naturally assume, we're going to assume that God changed on the seventh day, that, well, the Sabbath day is only a half a day from this one precept, right? Well, remember now, 1 through 6. 1 through 6, I'm going to read 1 and 31. I'm going to read that again. And we're going to read this and say, and God saw that everything he made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So this is the last law we see, evening and the morning, in Genesis chapter 1. So right here in Genesis chapter 2, people lose their minds for whatever reason. But if we want to see this law continue, we will go into Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah chapter 13, in verse 15, and it says this: in those days I saw in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and laid in asses, and also wine and grapes and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. Nehemiah 13:16. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of wares, and sold on the Sabbath day unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers dust, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon the city? Ye bring more wrath upon Israel for profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates be shut. Where they go to, that's Genesis chapter 6 and 31. And that's Genesis 2, 1, 2, 3, right here in Nehemiah 13 and 19. In the evening, in the morning, were the first day. They go to the law. Now, mind you, now Nehemiah is a Levite. Amen? Nehemiah is a Levite, so he knew what tribe he was out of back to Moses. He had papers. So he knew what he was talking about. Ezra had papers that they were the priests. The real deal. And they set the priesthood up, that if you didn't have your papers, you couldn't do the ministry in the priesthood. You're just out there. That's how tight they was about the law. So now, here we come
3,000 years later, in the land of our captivity, after we find out that we Israel, all of a sudden, we're going to change the law from the Sabbath day beginning in the evening, like these brothers was practicing, then to start celebrating in the daytime. See, that's where we park. Right here, verse 19, is where I follow the priests. The priests, Nehemiah and Ezra, it said this. Excuse me. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates be shut and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set eye at the gate there so there should be no burdens brought in on the Sabbath day. When? Before the sun went down. So all that about the Sabbath day starting the daytime, man, Nehemiah right here is testifying against you. He told you I testified against. He said it out of his own mouth. I testified against them. He is, and his name is in his book. And he's saying, I told you when the Sabbath day began right here in verse 19. Now you can do about it. And watch this. Look what he said after he get through with it, right? And he was dead serious, right? Listen at this. So the merchants and the sellers and all kinds of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands upon you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. So Nehemiah was like that about the Sabbath. So if he like that about the Sabbath, then you better know that he knew what he was talking about when he said, at the gates being shut before dark, not before daybreak, before dark. I'm following this brother. God is with this one here, right? So what else he said? Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands. I'm get with you. I'm going to put these on you. And he said, from that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. Look, the people knew about Levites back in the day. They knew that when you got with Levi, you better bring your best game. Levi was the last force to the Ark of the Covenant. If you broke through all the tribes, you had to deal with Levi, and that was you had to bring your A game. Levi said, he taught Levi how to war for real. Levi led the kingdom in the battle. People don't be listening. They led the trumpets and took Israel, the 12 tribes, into battle. They were the Marines. They were the ops. They surrounded the Ark of the Covenant. So when he said that, they knew what he was talking about. And watch this. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates. When they saw that, they knew it was a wrap. Ain't no coming up there anymore on the Sabbath day. Levi's at the gate. And if you come there, they're going to get you. Watch this. And it says, and I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, that they should come and keep the gate to sanctify the Sabbath. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Spare me according to thy greatness of thy mercy. Why? Because of this. See, I'm following this dude. I don't know where anybody get that other man is from that the Sabbath start, because you read Genesis chapter 2, that got you there, and you just read a whole chapter 1, 31 verses. In six places, he said, evening and morning were the first day, and then you get twisted with one verse. Like the law changed, one verse. Well, we see here in Nehemiah that that wasn't so, or else he would have said, and that the gates would be shut in the daytime. So we know now that the Sabbath began in the evening. Hands down, right? Okay. All right. At least as we do understand about the Levites, you know. This isn't the first conversation they had about keeping the feast, you see. Yeah, I'm gonna let me read a little bit of this here. Then I'm gonna get up in the law. Nehemiah chapter 8:1, because they're gonna tell you who they are. Watch this. Nehemiah 8:1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the streets that was before the water gate. They spake unto Ezra and the scribe, bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. And Ezra the priest, there it is, right? He's a priest. These are the ones that set this up. Nehemiah and Ezra was one too. So if he said the Sabbath day began in the evening, Jack, it's a wrap. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do. This is the priest. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's the law. The law came from the priest. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Can't change it. You can come up with any type of, you can come up with all the madness. The Sunday Christians came up with it, that Jesus rose on Easter Sunday, so the law changed. Man, he didn't rise on Easter Sunday. He was accepted on Easter Sunday. He rose on the Sabbath, as the law said. Oh, yeah, the Sabbath is huge. We kind of downplay it because we be all thirsty that it's the Sabbath day and just doing it just to be front, because we now know we Israel, and so we counting each other out because it's the Sabbath day, you know, and all that type of thing. And, you know, I guess groupie love, you know, we look at it like that. But the Sabbath day basically is a law that you are supposed to keep at home with your family. You post to, like, pay your tithes. Like, say, if you got paid, like, Friday or whatever, then Friday, man, you take care of your tithes and offerings, and you thank the God of Israel for giving you a place where you can pay your tithes and offerings. But then you go celebrate the feast with your family. You don't have to leave your home, especially with the 21st century. No. Stay at home. Spend the feast with your family. Teach them the law. Anyway, so it is at 8, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day in the seventh month. Watch this. And read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until noon midday. So we see here in Nehemiah chapter 2 and Nehemiah chapter 13 that they clearly had an understanding of what is the morning and what is evening. So we can miss that. You can miss me with that, man. I'm following the priest. You can miss me with that. The Sabbath day thing, starting the daytime, this hit Nehemiah and Ezra destroy that. And they'll tell you, and Nehemiah put it in, he said, and I testified against them. Remember me, Lord, that I testified against them. He said it. You don't want it. Now, the Sabbath day. Let's look at that. Now, let's go back into when it began. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23. Yeah. Because now you start dealing with all of these days. And then you start seeing this one common denominator, evening and morning, that keep popping up here and there, you know, because all the Sabbaths begin in the evening, because the law is that a day start in the evening. That hasn't changed since day one, Genesis 1:5, when he said the evening and the morning is the first day. So every day begin in the evening. Even the high Sabbaths begin in the evening. Even though some of them you can celebrate them in the morning. Some specifically it says celebrate them in the evening. Specifically. But some you actually can celebrate in the morning. Like we just got through reading in Nehemiah how they kept the memorial blowing of the trumpets in the daytime. You see, let's read this. Leviticus chapter 23 and 1. Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath for rest and holy convocation. You should do no work therein. It is the Sabbath in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season. And the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. Once again, we understand that the Sabbath day began in the evening because of Nehemiah and Ezra. Now we see here, once again, the Levites, Leviticus 23 is the book of the priests. So Moses is teaching the priests these things. So when you hear these conversations in the book of the priests, they're talking in the know. They're not talking. God ain't talking to them like he did to us in Exodus 12, you know, and he was real meticulous. No, he's talking in Leviticus 23. He's speaking in the know. The Levites in the know. That's why Ezra and Nehemiah was in the know. They was in the real know. You better hide your Levite paper. So this is this thing. So when you read the book of Levi, you understand that he's telling them how to tell the people. He's telling them this is what we're going to be doing before the people. And it says this. He said, in the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. So we see here that the 14th day of the Passover is the beginning at what? Evening. Once again, just like the first day of the week. So why would he change the seventh day and still begin even the feast days at the evening? That don't stand to make any sense. You see? So this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's look at that. Let's go into Exodus 12. Okay, let's go into Exodus 12, and it says this. Exodus 12 and verse 5, it says, your lamb, we talk about the Passover lamb, okay, we're just picking it up there, because now we start talking about time windows that you're supposed to have this feast on, right? Because he said on the 14th day at evening, you're supposed to have the Passover. So now here comes Exodus 12. It goes into detail what it is. It says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and you shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. An assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the what evening? Once again, Passover began where? In the evening. When do the Sabbath begin? Where? In the evening. So whenever you deal with the calendar of God, you got to go for evening. This is those of us that actually keep the prophetic week calendar. No, forgive me, the prophetic month calendar. You know, the prophetic month is 30 days a month. That's prophetic. Or else you don't have 3.5 years. Well, 30 times 6 is 180. That's a half of 360. So it testifies itself. Those of us that keep those things and watch time. You see, and look at these things when he's talking about in the evening, the morning, and the first day, things like that. When we're watching time, those things are relevant. You have to know these things. You have to know these things because all these things are set by time. And the whole congregation said, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, on the upper posts of the house, therein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh that night. Once again, testifying that you keep the feast in the evening, that the evening begin a day with God. So we can't change the law. Because it's so much that will testify against us if we did. You see, this will testify against us if we change the law. Can't do it. You see, so we got to keep the law for what it is. Okay, now, so it says this. Verse 10. You should let nothing of it remain until the morning. Well, there you go. There go the same conversation we read in Ezra and Nehemiah. And remember, Ezra and Nehemiah, they went and got the book of Moses. They had the book of Moses. They had it. So they read them notes. They read what Moses said to them way back then. He said, this is how you do this. And so he said this. He said, verse 10, he said, let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remain until the morning you shall burn with fire. You shall eat it, thus shall you eat it with your loins girded and your shoes on your feet, staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Can't get around it. That's it. We know that all this took place because the Lord allowed the devil to come through and kill all firstborn in Egypt that wasn't under the blood. That's a lick. We got it. We can't get around that. Ain't nothing you can do with it. So that evening and that the Sabbath day starting in the morning thing, man, you got to let that go. God knows you got to let that go. That's false doctrine. That's satanic. That is falsehood. You can't do that. Can't do it. Anyway, we're just going to say this. Those of us that know better, we hope and pray that those who don't will come out of it. Amen? Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's see if this thing changed, right? Let's see if it changed at any point. Let's go into Matthew 26. Let's see if the feast day changed or anything to that effect in the New Testament, right? Matthew 26:2. And ye know that after 2 days of the feast of the Passover, the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. So we got 2 days incrementally before he actually died for our sins. So we're going to get to that at verse 17. Now look at what he called. Now look at this. Now some of us, because we read in Genesis, let me reiterate that. What we read in Genesis, because in Genesis chapter 2, they justify keeping the Sabbath day in the daytime because of Genesis chapter 2, because it said day. But to constitute a complete day is evening and morning. And they just justifying a half because it's daytime. That's the law to them. That's not the law of the book. Look, he said the same thing concerning the Passover, but we know we got to keep the Passover in the evening. Listen to this. Verse 17. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying unto him, wherewith thou will we prepare to eat the Passover? And he said, go to the city to such a man and say unto him, my master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. They made ready the Passover. Now, when evening was come, he sat down with the 12. So the Passover beginning at evening, which kicked off the Sabbath, a half Sabbath, and it also began at evening. So we see here the Messiah is keeping the law like we're supposed to. The Sabbath day began in the evening. So if God is here on the planet telling us how to do it, man, how are we going to miss this no more? We can't justify that just because it said it was a daytime, because he just said right here, and the day came that what? A day of unleavened bread. So now we don't just wait till the daytime to eat the Passover. No, you can't take the Passover in the daytime. If you missed it in the evening, you're just going to have to wait until next month. You got some of us that even take the Passover in the daytime. And I was like, I didn't never say nothing about it because, you know, with the man doing his house, that's what they do. Right? So, but no, you can't eat the Passover in the daytime. You're supposed to have been got rid of it at that point. Amen? So, we see here that Jesus Christ himself was keeping the Passover in the evening. Why? Because the Sabbath day began in the evening. Now, let's get back to Leviticus. All right, let's go back to Leviticus chapter 23. And let's pick it up at Okay. Leviticus 23 and verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. And it shall be an holy convocation unto you. And you shall afflict your soul, an offering made by fire unto God, unto the Lord. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. And whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, that same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath for rest, and ye shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. There it is. You got three evenings testifying to this, right? Three evenings. You got the ninth day of the evening, then you got the tenth day of the evening, and then you got the ninth day of the evening, you got a fast from the ninth day of the evening to the tenth day of the evening, and then the atonement comes in on the tenth day, and then you got that evening going to the third evening, because that whole day got to play itself out. So you got three evenings. Why? The ninth day, you're fasting. The tenth day is the atonement. People think, you know, the ninth day is the day of atonement. It is not. The tenth day is the atonement. The ninth day, you're supposed to fast. And after you fast, then the Lord seen that you actually went the whole day. Then you get to the 10th day. Guess what? It's a feast. You eating. Just that simple. It's just that simple and just that good and just that easy. Just that easy. Just that plain and simple. You fast on the 9th day. And the 10th day, like you said, is the Day of Atonement, and it's a feast day. And you celebrate it. Case in point. Amen. So, you see here, but the point being here is that, you know, it began, it said, in verse 32, it said, and it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your soul in the 9th day of the month at evening. From evening unto evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Amen. Amen. So, now we see here that the half Sabbath days are also driven by evening. So we can't just sit and say that, you know, just the Sabbath day, some of the Sabbath day, you know. No, if every day of the week is driven by evening and morning, then you get into the high Sabbath, so they driven by evening and morning. How is it that he going to skip the Sabbath day? That just don't make any sense. I mean, just wrap your mind around that. See if it makes any sense. Why would he do it? Go right into the Passover, evening and morning. Right into the Passover like that. But he's going to skip the Sabbath day, but he's going to kick. And then here's the other thing. This has always been a question in my mind, right? Because they say the Sabbath day is a half a day. But the wicked is now going to get 6.5 days of wickedness, and I only get a half a day with God. That was always another question that I would say, well, man, that don't make sense to me. Why do wicked get a whole 6 and then half of my day? Right? They got 6 days in a week to do whatever they want to do, and then they get to take half of mine? I don't think so. The law ain't built like that. The law isn't built like that. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go into Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come in the land which I give you, then the land shall keep the Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years, excuse me, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather the fruit thereof. But the 7th year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard that is growing of his own accord of thy harvest which thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grape of thy undress, for it is a year of rest unto the Lord. You notice he didn't say 6 months. See that? If a Sabbath day is only a half a day, then it should only be a half a year, too. I'm just saying. Just think about that. I mean, if it's going to be a half a day, then it should reflect here, too, that he just told us that 6 years you're going to work. That's the same thing he said during 6 weeks ago, 6 days you're going to work. And then the 7th day is the Sabbath for rest, right? And then he said in the 6th year, it's the Sabbath for rest. And then he said, now for that whole year, you're going to not do nothing for a whole year. I get that. That's like a year vacation, flat out. How you missed this memo? Now we're going to sit up there and get to the Sabbath day. We're going to say it's a half a day deal. Then this has got to be a 6 month deal. This can't be a full year. But then This is to Leviticus, right? This is to the Levites. So this is the law. That's why Nehemiah was strong in the Lord. This is to the law, how you keep the Sabbath. They understood this. It wasn't no the Sabbath day starting the daytime with them. You can miss them with that. Nehemiah would have put hands on you, Jack, if you'd have went there with him with that mindset. That don't work. The law testifies against us. Once again, here it is, the law speaking against us. If we go that route. Like I said, I'm going to follow Moses and Levi here coming to the feast days and keeping the law. I'm going to follow these brothers. And I know, see, they were free men. Moses was free. They were free from Egypt and all that. And I know my brothers got good intentions and they really want to save people's lives and all that, but coming from the land of captivity, and you go, and I got to weigh out the difference between you and them, I'm going to follow the free. So with that being said, let me look at this a little further. It goes, verse 6, the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourn with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall the increase shall be for me, be to me. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years. In the space of seven Sabbaths of years shall there be 49 years. So it can't be a half a day here, because we're going to miss the loop on this, Jack. This going to come warp. This here, and watch this in 9. Then shall thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound in the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, to hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land and all inhabitants thereof. So let me get this straight. We just got through reading that the day of atonement began at evening. Right? Right? Okay. No. We just read that the 9th day begins at evening. And the day of atonement begins at evening. We got 3 evenings there. Then we got here in Leviticus chapter 25 and 8, and it says this, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, in the space of 7 Sabbaths of years, and there should be 49 Sabbaths, and thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound at the 10th day of the 7th month, which is of the day of atonement at evening, that set off the year of Jubilee. But the Sabbath day began in the daytime. But the Jubilee got to start in the evening. But the Sabbath day started, all it, you see, it's just the reasoning go out the window with that. You can't stand with that. Not with the law. The law will testify against us. Even like now, just now, we can't do anything with that. Nothing. What are you going to say? A half a year? What are you going to say? Well, we're going to blow the trumpet in the daytime on the atonement. We're going to change times and laws to justify our madness. Instead of saying, you know what? I testify thee. Oh, Lord, thy word is forever. This is forever. So, let's look at this a little further. Let me read this and finish this up. It says, verse 9, it says, and thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month at evening, and the day of atonement. Ye shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hollow in the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. You shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. Look, every 50 years, all debts is paid. You get all your debts forgiven, every last one. This is it. and it's starting in the evening, you're going to be still looking for that. Everybody looks for that. So you ain't gonna miss the memo on that. Oh, yeah, well, I got to wait till the morning, you know, till my debts can be forgiven. No, you ain't going to be there like that. You're going to be like right here, right now. It is the Jubilee. It is the Day of Atonement. The Lord has set me free from all my captivity. He don't even want me to be in debt. He's setting me free from debt every 6 years, well, 50 years. The whole country goes zero, net zero. Everybody get a reset. Ain't that beautiful? Ain't that a beautiful thing? Everybody get a reset. The kingdom get a reset. That it should be no poverty in the land. Everybody should be forgiven debt so we can continue to flourish. Flourish. And not to be selfish of one amongst one another, so to say, right? Amen. So, Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31 and 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath shall you keep. Here we are. It shall be a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Now, look at here, brothers and sisters. Look. Why even think about it? You're not going to work a half a day. Well, some of us probably try it. If we didn't know any better, I mean, to go from keeping the Sabbath day from evening to evening then to go to this would not make any sense in my psyche. It's like that would make sense to me, like, to go back eating pork. That's what that, this would actually, I would have to be in that kind of state of mind from going, keeping the Sabbath from evening to evening to turning around and saying, okay, I'm going to keep it from sun up to sundown. That would be like me saying, I'm going to start eating pork again. I can't do it. Don't make sense to me. Because he said this, ye shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. And for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days must work be done, but the seventh is the Sabbath for rest. Holy to the Lord, whosoever do any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. See, this is that thing. Why take a chance on anything that got this kind of conversation with it? That's another thing. It bring this kind of conversation, and you talking about, well, you know, all you got to do is keep a half a day. No. I'm not taking no chances that got hooks on it like this. Whosoever doeth any work shall surely, absolutely, emphatically be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So, if I'm going to say that the Sabbath day begins in the daytime, then because of what I just read here, then I got to say all the 6 days begin in the daytime too, just because of what I just read there. But in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, he rested. So even though it say evening and morning, I still got to say a day begin in the daytime just because of what I read right here in verse 17. I don't think so. You see, I can't do that. Not this. Like I said, I can't wrap my mind around that. Thank you, Jesus, for not giving me a mind like that to even go this route. Thank you, Jesus, for not even putting my mind in this thing after I kept the Sabbath day from evening to evening to even think or consider this. Thank you. It says this, and it shall be a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimonies, tables of stone written with the finger of God. Now, nothing in that said that he wrote with the finger of God. Nothing. He said he wrote with the finger of God, right, a half a day. I just want y'all to marinate, let that roll out. You know, he gave us 6 days. He wrote 6 days. He made sure that he wrote this with his finger, that we don't mess this up. So we can't. Not according to the law. Amen. Let's go into Proverbs. Proverbs 28 and verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of the riotous man shameth his father. Verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers, should be an abomination. See that? All this is in the law. We can mess around, man, and cause our prayers to get stuck in between here and there. Verse 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contends with them. So, you know, if you want to, you know, go ahead on and do what you do and justify the wicked in their madness, then that's fine, you know. Jesus loves everybody, right? Turning people away from keeping the Sabbath day, the whole day, to keeping it to a half a day, to eventually say, we can't keep the laws at all in our enemy's land. That's the end of that conversation. The law is no more. That's the end of that conversation. That's where it's going to end up. That's where it's going, that the law is no more. You can't keep it a whole day, right? Some of us are saying you can't keep it at all. And eventually we're just going to say, well, guess what? You can't keep none of the law here because it's impossible. We're in the land of captivity. Ain't no place clean. So why even try? Why even discipline yourself? Why even prepare yourself to be cleansed? Why even prepare yourself to be sanctified? Why bother? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. That's where you at. The law said evening and the morning. Nehemiah is in the law. He said he shut the gate at evening. He shut the gate at before it was dark on the Sabbath. Before it was dark on the Sabbath. Not before it was morning, before it was dark on the Sabbath. Nehemiah chapter 13. And then he said, I don't want it. If you come here on the Sabbath day and I see you out there, we're going to get you. So you can't miss that memo. Can't call him a hero and then miss that at the same time. Can't do it. Amen. So, with that being said, now we get the clock part about it. You know, now we understand that the Sabbath day is settled, you know, beginning the evening, right? So what do it mean to us? Amen. What do it mean to us? Well, God, when we live, we here next Sabbath, next Thursday evening. We're going to revisit this here. And what do it mean as the Sabbath day part two? You know, because Friday night is the Sabbath day. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow night. What do it mean? Why am I keeping this thing? What do it mean to me that I should keep it? Why God put it in his law that he is going to kill us for not keeping it? Or if we pollute it, right? He said, cut off, destroy. He used them kind of conversations in that. So what do it mean to me that he's that serious about it? Amen. So with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Please, brothers and sisters, you know, here at the Center for Living Waters, we encourage all our brothers and sisters, man, please to read your Bibles. Read your Bibles. Read your Bibles, man. Don't just take everybody's word for it. Read your Bibles. Amen. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. And tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. See you then. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.